Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Revelation chapter 7, verses 2 through 8 and 9 through 17. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading for the Feast of All Saints from the Revelation to St. John chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. When candles are lit, memories are often stirred up, and sorrows can rekindle. Tears can flow once again, and the ache of loss can leap up. The names that we speak from memory pass away from our lips within a generation oftentimes, but this is our time now. But a wavering candle brings memories, and perhaps it brings sadness. Children mourn parents and grandparents who died. Parents mourn children who died before them. Husbands mourn wives, and wives mourn husbands. Mothers mourn infants who did not live to be born. Brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, dear family friends, these who have died in the Lord, we keep in blessed memory. But there are others whom we remember, the saints of the church. We do not mourn them because they are quite far removed from our lives, and yet they are an integral part of our life. Adam, Eve, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Isaiah, Peter, James, John, Paul, Augustine, Martin, and so many more. Sometimes our weak and trembling minds will make up all sorts of things to comfort ourselves. The dead become angels when the bell rings. Ghosts visit with messages from beyond. Rainbows in the sky tell us something. Butterflies flitting by at an opportune moment. Surely that's them. But these all lie outside the Word of God, and they are no hope. They are false. We can find comfort in nothing else but the Word and promises of God. So what then? Well, we do not say that they are gone, but that they are simply gone before us. Gone before us, but not gone. They have traveled where we are traveling. This is the promise of God, and you will find it nowhere else but in the church. God is the God of the living and not of the dead. We believe that the Christian is taken to the bosom of Abraham, that the baptized in Christ are never gone, that Jesus' baptized children are not forgotten. Though nations fade and time stretches on, and we decay into dust, The Lord's saints are always living, remembered by the Father for the sake of his Son. And so we grieve, but not as those who have no hope. We have hope. In St. John's Revelation, the Lamb and his throne are central to the heavenly vision. The saints, robed in baptismal white, were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. That holy cross is his throne. His crown was the thorn of our sins. His blood flows into font and chalice that we might receive his life and the forgiveness of sins. His resurrection leads to our resurrection from the grave. And his ascension leads captive death and hell, our ancient mortal enemies. This one, suspended on the cross, is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, Christ our Savior, our great Redeemer who atoned for our sins with his sacrifice and his death. We bear no burden but what he has already borne. We have received his own life and the love of our Father. He has opened the doors of heaven to us and robed us in his righteousness and purity. So this is a day that we remember, but more, we look forward to the blessed day that we will see the Lamb on his throne. For on that day, he will have shepherded us into his fold, and we will see it. And there we will ever have living water. Their doubt is banished, their tears are wiped away. There is no hunger, no thirst, no more harsh summer, no more harsh winter. Every day is today in Eden, the paradise of our God. And there we will see with Jesus, who is our only comfort. There we will see with him the great multitude of which Hebrews 11 and 12 sing. And they are always encouraging us on with their prayers, for we do acknowledge that they pray for us. And so that great day, we will have joy in the presence of Jesus and his Father, where the Lamb who was once slain will comfort us with the forgiveness of our sins and our enduring eternal life. And there we will see the great multitude of saints from the Old Testament, the New Testament, and yes, even our loved ones. There we will see the great diversity of people who are yet one, that great unity in the Lamb, the baptized one singing, "Thy name, O Jesus, be forever praised." The smaller candles that will light in a few moments point us to the Paschal candle from which they receive their light. Because it is only in Christ that we see and have light. And that light signifies his glory and his honor. It signifies that we receive from him what is his, because he has taken what is ours into himself. That our darkness is pierced through with hope and joy, because his hands and feet were pierced through for our iniquity. That our gloom is enlightened, because he entered the gloom of the grave and has burst forth victorious. At the Holy Communion, the pastor ends the proper preface always with these familiar words, these comforting words, together with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. That we, with the angels and all the saints who have gone before us, confess and sing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are filled with your glory." And there, at the supper of the Lamb, we receive his life-giving body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins and our ongoing eternal life. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Yea, indeed, with a comfort flowing from the Lamb and his throne, and always enjoying the shelter of his presence. Blessed today indeed are you. Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.